Hello. Welcome to part two, where your readers are myself, Rosemary Scott, and John Hoyle. We have some more news items for you, and a second feature today, which traces the story of pantomime in Norwich. Before we go any further, however, we must mention the postal strike. It has caused problems with collection and dispatch of Chatterbox, and no doubt its delivery to you. We imagine next week will be no exception. Also next week, you will have our special Christmas edition in addition to the usual weekly fare. However, we would like to warn you that it's obviously possible that this will not reach you before Christmas itself. Now here is John to take a look at what we have in Information Desk this week.
First of all, some thanks are in order. Our first thank you this week is for Mrs. Doreen Philcox to say a big thank you for your very kind donation and the Christmas goodies, which will be much enjoyed by our volunteers. Another donation thank you goes to Mrs. S. Wright. As always, much appreciated. Thank you for your note, Denise King. Yes, it's very sad about Let's Talk, and I will pass your thanks on to the team who put it together. And finally, thanks go to Bob's Beer for the stamps.
Yoga and short mat bowls. Short mat bowls sessions are held every Tuesday mornings from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. The seated yoga sessions are held every Tuesday afternoon between 1 and 2 p.m. and cost £7 per person per session to cover the cost of getting a professional, qualified instructor to run the class. We're hoping to set up a second class also every Tuesday to run from 2:15 p.m. to 3:15 p.m. If you would like to join this class, please get in touch with Richard Pauley on 01603 573 000 extension 322.
Free listening devices for people with sight loss in the UK. As the cost of living crisis puts more people under strain this winter, a leading sight loss charity is encouraging blind and partially sighted people across the UK to claim their free, specially adapted audio device. Research shows that people living with sight loss are more likely to be hit harder by the cost of living crisis. British Wireless for the Blind Fund, BWBF, provides a range of easy-to-use devices for free and for life to blind and partially sighted people across the UK who might otherwise struggle to afford them. Sophie Jones for BWBF said, "Radio is a lifeline for people living with sight loss, keeping them in touch with the world as well as their local community. Sadly, costs and difficulties using off-the-shelf devices can mean that people with sight loss sometimes struggle to access the same audio content most of us take for granted. Our equipment is free and easy to use independently, and everyone who gets a device will have full support setting it up. As the cost of living crisis takes a further hold this winter, we hope that those within the sight loss community will take advantage of this fantastic offer. BWBF's range of devices includes digital radios, devices with CD and cassette functions, portable radios, and a memory stick player. To qualify for a free radio or audio device, people must be registered blind or partially sighted, live in the UK and be in receipt of a means-tested benefit. If you or someone you know is interested in a BWBF audio device, please contact Sophie Jones at sophie@blind.org.uk or phone 01622 754 757. People can also browse BWBF's full range of devices and apply online at www.blind.org.uk. Anyone who does not qualify for a BWBF device on free lifetime loan schemes can purchase one from BWBF's sister company, which donates all its profits back to the charity. To find out more, go to www.blind.org.uk bwbfdirect.co.uk.
Don't forget that Vision Norfolk have audiobooks on CD for loan. As there are 5 A4 pages of book titles, it's impossible for us to read them all out. So if you would like to borrow any, please contact Mark or Helen.
Vision Norfolk has asked us to advertise a survey on the Out of Hours GP service, as they think it might interest some listeners and their carers. Join the conversation. Tell us your experiences of the GP-led Out of Hours service. Have you ever used the service? Or perhaps you're a staff member who has worked or is working as part of the service. Then the NHS in Norfolk and Waveney wants to hear from you. They're looking for people who have ever used the service, worked or are working for it. If you've ever visited NHS 111, you may have used the Out of Hours service, so they would be interested in hearing from you. To complete the survey, do it by December the 23rd, or go to smartsurvey.co.uk/small/UNEX4E.